Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Super Bowl Sunday is coming, so it's time to say it. I've got a beef with football. My beef is not with football's violence. Rugby is equally violent and strikes me as good, clean fun. No, my real beef is with excessive beefiness. Over the past 3 decades, football has become the American version of sumo wrestling. Consider the offensive line of the 67 Packers, winners of Super Bowl I. Eventual Hall of Fame tackle Forrest Gregg and his compatriots played in the big game at an average weight of 246 pounds. That's 246 pounds of 100% tough, worked out, manly man. Now fast forward to Super Bowl XV1. That would be 16 to those of you who forget your Roman numerals. At an average of 261 pounds, the offensive linemen who protected Joe Montana in the 49ers' first Super Bowl victory were beefier, but not really that much beefier, than the men who protected Bart Starr in Super Bowl I. Now fast forward yet again. The linemen protecting Alex Smith on this year's 49ers weighed, on average, 322 pounds. You won't find me standing chest to chest with Joe Staley to lecture him on losing weight. He's a grown-up man, making a grown-up decision to get really, really big in return for a big salary. The same can't be said for the high school kids who made All-Metro first team at offensive line positions where I live in Sacramento. These kids played at an average weight of 265 pounds. That's nearly 20 pounds heavier, on average, than the grown men who played for the Packers during Super Bowl I. Here's a proposal. Let the pros be American sumo wrestlers, but make high school and college kids play like traditional wrestlers, within weight limits. Say 240 for high school and 265 for college. It's grossly irresponsible for a sport and a society to ask young men to specialize in line positions where success seems to depend so much on weight. Make the young football players play skinny, so over the long term, they can stay skinny. With The Perspective, this is Matt Mitchell.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.